Okay, welcome to the Nushal Misimcha. Vayhi acharei mois shnei b'nei Aaron. The parsha is about Yom Kippur, but it mentions the story that already happened in Parsha Shmini about the Misas shnei b'nei Aaron. The Magen Avraham in Hilchas Yom Kippur, in Siman Tofresh Chaf Aleph, brings a Zohar in Parsha Acharei Mois that says, Kol mishem etstair al Misas b'nei Aaron, oy moirid aleihem demois, moichlin loy avinoisov, there's an Indian to be mitzayer on the Mises B'nai Aaron, and it's a tremendous segula. Now, the Magen Avraham brings this Zohar, and it's from the Arizal also, in the Sefer Kavanis, in Hilchas Yom Kippur, and there are those that are mashma that it's a din in Yom Kippur, taka. On Yom Kippur, you're supposed to be mizboinin. Others say, no, who a din on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the day that it happened, the Vayibe Mashmini. But others say, no, maybe it's a gansiar. The idea to plug into a concept, to be mitzayer, on Misas Shnei B'nei Aaron. We don't have to be machbir b'milim if those that know what happened in the past few weeks, time again and again and again, siblings that were killed, that were in Rachmana Litzlan. It happened once and again and again and again. Misas Shnei Bonim, Shnei Bonois, Bonim. It's something we can't fathom, but the Zohar is misyachas to this specifically. There's an inyan to be moirid on this concept, moirid aleim demois. We say it was Vayidem Aaron, but you're supposed to be Moirid Aleim Demois. Now, the Sugya, it's really the Sugya of Yom Kippur, but as the Pasuk opens up the Sugya of Yom Kippur with Mises B'nei Aaron, the Emes says there's a lot of steeris about this. Earlier in Parsha Shmini, it says, Vateitze Eish, because they were Machnes Eish Zorah. In other places, it says, the Gemara says they were Moirid Halacha B'fnei Rabbam, Bonim Loi Hayu Lehem. There's various pshatim from the Psukim and from Chazal, what exactly was the Chait of the Mises B'nei Aaron. There's one interesting pshat though. There's a pasuk in Eoiv. In Eoiv it says, "Af lezois yecharad libi," and the medrash, the Targum darshans on this pasuk of Misa, of "Af lezois yecharad libi," Eoiv is saying he has a charada. Why? Al misas shnei b'nei Aaron. Why does Eoiv have a charada on misas shnei b'nei Aaron? So there's a beautiful pshat. One of the gemaras that talks about misas b'nei Aaron, Sanhedrin daf nun beis, it says that what was the chait of Nadav and Avihu? And they saw Moshe and Aaron. And Nadav tells Avihu, Masa Yamusu Shnei Elu, Vaniva Atonanagesador. When are these two guys going to be Nifter and will be the leaders of the generation? Who said it? Nadav said it to Avihu. Who gets punished? Both. Equally. Nadav is the one that said it. State da, if someone says something like that, you're supposed to react and tell him, put him in his place. Don't just keep quiet. We know the Gemara says in Sotah Daf Yud Aleph that there were three Yoyatsim to Paroi. Bilam, Eoiv, just had it in the Daf. Bilam, Eoiv, and Yisroi. Bilam, Eoiv, and Yisroi. Bilam gave the Eitzah. Yisroi ran away, so he was Zoicha. Eoiv was Shosak. He kept quiet. That Havan Ischak Malai, Nidin Bi Yisurim. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says in the Shmuz, the screaming of all the Yisurim of Eoiv, that all the Yisurim, could you imagine the Yisurim that he has, that has the Satan took away his family and his Nechosim and everything went Mechola. So much Yisurim, the amount of screaming he should do for those Yisurim, that's what he should have screamed. Because as estut vei shreitmin, when it hurts, when you scream, that's the reaction Eoiv was supposed to get. Now one would have said, maybe it's not so bad if you just kept quiet and stayed on the fence. But over here, by Nadav and Avihu, Yecharad libi al misas shnei b'nei Aaron. Both children. I, Nadav, is the one that said it. Here is where Eoiv chaps at sitter. He realizes that Avihu kept quiet, gets the same punishment. Now the pasuk then opens up about the concept of Yom Kippur. We know that the misas b'nei Aaron, they went into the Mokem HaMikdash. They wanted to go in. They went in Shtuya Yayin, and they wanted to have groisa hasogos. But we say, no, we don't do it. But once a year, yeah, the Kohen Gadol. Al Yavoi b'chol eis el ha-kodesh. It's not like Bnei Aaron that thought they can do it whenever they want. Aber on Yom Kippur taka, the Kohen Gadol is nichnas tefnai v'lifnim. But we know there's a Gemara, there's a Chazal that says Gemara in Hayris actually. Yekarehi mipninim. The Torah is yakar from pninim. Mi Kohen Gadol she nichnas lefnai v'lifnim. So it's brought down. Rabbi Chaim Oizer said it over from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. The Kohen Gadol is the holiest person of Klal Yisrael, and Yom Kippur is the holiest day. And the Mokim Kodesh Kadoshim is the holiest place. So Mitzad Mokim, Zman, and Nefesh, which is three facets, we have the holiest of the holiest of the holiest. The Kohen Gadol, on Yom Kippur, in the Kodesh Kadoshim. Yekar Rahim Epininim. Someone that's sitting by a shtender, learning in Old Shalmei Simcha, New Shalmei Simcha, or any base medrash thereof, and he's sitting and learning by a shtender, Yekar Rahim Epininim. It's even more yakar than the Kohen Gadol, that's Nichnas Lefnai V'Lefnim. Now the MSC, someone once asked, Rav Shalom Shvadron, Pashat Pshat, Yekar Rahim Epininim means from a penina, from a pearl, a diamond, a precious stone. Why couldn't Chazal learn the Pasuk Kipshutai? The Torah is more yakar than a penina. Why do they have to say it's more yakar than the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur? So he said, because what's a penina? Okay, so it's a few $1,000. What are we garnished? It's not even comparable. Chazal knew that you had to darshan it on Kohen Gadol b'fnai b'fnim. Stamazoya, a pearl is not even b'chdei shigidamu. So a very wealthy diamond dealer went to Rav Shalom and says, the Mechila from the Rav, I think you don't know what a real, real diamond is if you're saying this Vart. He said, could be. But Mechila, I think you really don't know what is a Blat Gemara, if you didn't understand what I'm trying to say. Yekar Rahim Epininim. Now you see this even more. There's a fascinating Zach. There's a Rambam in Hilchas Bias Mikdash, Perak Aleph. The Rambam says, Kishem Sha'asr Lekoyen, to go into the Kodesh, to Mikdash when he's Shosu Yayin. That's what we learn out from Bnei Aaron, that you're not allowed to go Shtuya Yayin. Kishem She'osr l'koyin l'konis l'mikdash tuya yayin, kach osr l'hoyreis. You can't paskin when you're drunk. Now it's true, you can't paskin when you're drunk, because you might say the wrong thing. And that should be in Hilchas Lima Torah or in Hilchas Hayroah. The Rambam is saying it in Hilchas Mikdash, and he's saying it kishen, azoy vi, you can't. Shteit amore dik yisayr, I heard it their hair. When a person is paskining, learning Torah, giving Hayroah and Torah, where is he? He's in the Kodesh Kadoshim. It's a din in the Hayra. When you're being Moira, you're like you're in the Kodesh Kadoshim. Kishem that when you're in the Mikdash, you're not allowed to be Shtuya Yayin. Also, it's a new Vart, not because the Hayra might be wrong. The Hayra is a matzav of Mikdash. Yikarahim Epininim. So Kishem, so you can't pass in the Hayra then either if it's Shasa Yayin. Now it says, Bezois Yavi Aaron al Kodesh, there's a famous pshat from the Gra, and there are other Makairis to this from Midrashim, that Bezois Yavi Aaron al Kodesh, that not only on Yom Kippur, but if the Kohen Gadol, even all times of the year, wants to choose to go into the Kodesh Kadoshim, he may, if he does this process. Meaning, if you do these karbonis, this is a way you're allowed to do it. Others say that the going only meant it on Aaron HaKohen specifically, and the Meshech Chochma says the Taich is because it means during the 40 years they were in the Midbar, because Ki Be'onenei Ro'al Alakapoyres, in the Matzav of Klal Yisrael, in the Arboim Shana of the Mishkan, was such that it was Roy, that if you would do the Avoydus Yom Kippur, you would be able to go in and do this Avoydus. Bezois Yavi Aaron HaKohen. There's a lot of diyukim to this idea that besides Yom Kippur, there's a bezunder within of bezois. But there's one fascinating kinech I saw from the Stipler. He says, "Amar deGazach, you have to hold kapach stickle lecheshmen." The Gemara says in Yuma that if the Kohen Gadol goes in with the Ketoris on Yom Kippur and he's chisar echas mikol samemoneh chayav misa, if you did it with chisar samemonim, if you're missing one of the ingredients, frek the Gemara, of course you chayav misa. Forget about chisar samemonim. You went in and did bia reikonis. You're not allowed to stam as they go in. So why do you have to say Yechayiv Misa because of Chisar Samimonim? Typically Yechayiv Misa anyways because he did Bia Reikonis. So the Gemara says, no, Hakav Amayaskinon, he was a Shoigig on the Bia Reikonis. He was amazed on the Chisar Samimonim. Or he brought in two sets. One full set with the full ingredients, so he's not Bia Reikonis, but he also brought in another set of Ketoris, Chisar Samimonim, and Yechayiv was that. It's a whole Shakvatari in the Gemara. Fret the Shagasariya Kasha. If this guy, this Kohen Gadol, went in with the Chisar Samimonim, but he was makter the Ketoris. He made a fire. He's chayiv Karis for doing Malach on Yom Kippur. Why is the Gemara only clearing Mitzad Chisar Samimonim? And alternatively, what about Bia Reikonis? Why don't you also ask that he should be chayiv because he did Havara Shaloi Letzairich? So the Shagasari has a whole pilpul that there's Mitoich on Yom Kippur also, not only on other Yomim Toivim, there's a heter of Mitoich to make a fire, a whole pilpul from the Shagasari. Says the Stipler, no, maybe it wasn't Yom Kippur. There's a din of bezois, Yavei Aaron, that's lapped off on Yom Kippur. It could be on a Fadin stick in the middle of Shvat. So Havar is not Usr. Bia Reikonis is an issue. And Chisar Samimonim is an issue. And that's the Sugi in Yuma. But to ask Al Havar, maybe a new teretz to the Shagas Ari's Kashi, it wasn't Yom Kippur. It wasn't Yom Kippur. It was a different day of the year. I'm a supik when you do this din of bezois. which karbonis do you bring? You know, on Yom Kippur, there are karbonis that I mentioned here in Parshas Acharei Mois, but there were also karbonis of Chayvus Hayoyim in Parshas Pinchas. Just like every Moed and Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos and Moed has various karbonis. There's karbonis of Yom Kippur in Parshas Pinchas. When you do this Tu B'Shvat, Bezois Yovei Aharon Din, you also bring the Pinchas karbonis? Probably not. I would assume you only bring the Parshas Acharei Mois karbonis. I saw one. What? Yeah, the aisle. Who says the aisle? It's Tully. There's a stira in the Machlekes Tanoim. If the aisle, Sha'omer, Beparshas, the Sefer Pekudim is the same aisle, it would be Tully. You would have to work out the details. I heard once a chiddush though. Is it so poshut that he would have to do with the Arab Begodim? Or if he does this Bezoisi of Yaron, he could do it with Shmoyne Begodim. There's a Rashbam in Parshas Tetzaveh that says the Pamoin Verimoin on the Me'il is to make sure that no one should know, because so he has to walk in with the Pamim Verima to make sure no one should be there when he's going in. What do you mean? When he's going in, it's Yom Kippur, it's with the Arba Vagodim, there's no Pamim Verima. And someone wanted to tell me it's going on this din of Tu B'Shvat, but I would, L'chari, you wear Arba Vagodim. L'chari, it shouldn't be with a Pamim Verima. I don't know, Yesh La'ayin, how this would work. Now, Vada, one of the avoidance of Yom Kippur, let's go back about the Pshut HaShemekar Tzim Kippur, is the Shnei Se'irim Lashem, Shnei She'irim, that you make a Goyrol, Echad Lashem, Echad Lazozel, Gevaldik and Musar Haskel, two Se'irim that are Shovim, Bimare, Begoydel, they're exactly the same, they're the same size, they look the same, and also the same price. Three things that, the Achronim asks, I think it's Vasemes asks in Yuma, if they're the same size and the same thing, so of course they're the same price. What other factor is it? So he says, no, one is Shlishi Labeten, there's a Mailin Shlishi Labeten. It's hard to find, but state of Gavaldik Musar Haskel that these two seirim look exactly alike, but then one of them goes to the right and one of them goes to the left, and look where one is Lashem and one is Lazozel. A small stia, a small change, turn can get you somewhere totally else. And instead of Lashem, you're by Azozel. The Ibn Ezra over here in Azozel says if you want to know the soid of Azozel, you have to know it's the soid mila achar Azazel. It's the secret of the word after Azazel. What he means is, because if you take the letters Azazel and look at the letter right before it, meaning Azazel is the letter after from that's after it, the ayin is a samach, zayin is a vav, it spells sukkos. Azazel, the letter before Azazel, well, the aleph goes backwards to a tough, and it turns into sukkos, because that's what it is. When we bring the Azazel, we send away to Esav, to Sa'ir, and then the Yaakov Nosa, Sukkosa. The Ibn Ezra writes, that to know the side of Azazel is a big secret. You'll know it when you're 33 years old. There's a lot of Torah. What exactly does the Ibn Ezra, what is he referring to about 33 years old? What's there's a lot of, most of the island is not here 33 yet. When you're 33, you'll know Pshat in the Ibn Ezra. It says you're supposed to send him biyad ish et. You send him biyad ish et. There's various pshatim. It's a special designated person. The Marsha brings that this is a person who they knew was not going to survive the year, because this is they took someone who anyways they knew was not going to be moitzi shnosai, because the person that sends the azazel also doesn't have what's it called? And it's part of the kapara. Now, we have a minig on Erev Yom Kippur to do kaparis. You have to realize, Bizman HaMikdash, the Seirim were mechaper on all the chatoyim. Ki b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem mikol chataseichem. There was a bezundera kapara from these karbonis. Nowadays we don't have it, but there's a minig of kaparis, machlekes mechaper amah, in Hilchas Yom Kippur. There's various makairis to this minig. Now, the people get confused. There's also a minig of tashlich. Rashi and Shabbos Daf Pei Aleph sort of brings a mix of both of these menhagim together. Rashi brings from the Tshuvas HaGa'onim that a few days, 20 days before Rosh Hashanah, in the middle of Elul, they would plant little kitnias and for every member of your family, and then you would let it grow until Erev Yom Kippur, or Erev Rosh Hashanah, actually, Rashi says. Then you would take what grew in this past during Elul, and you would do a kapara around your head, and then throw it to the river. So it's like a stickle. The minig evolved and changed a little bit, and there's different things. Now we do it for every single person. You know, there's a for a pregnant lady, you do both because she has to have a kapara osa for herself and osa for the child. You don't know if it's a boy or a girl. There's a whole. It's a machlekes. The machaber says dark emory. The Rama brings this meaning again. The makaras are. I'm quoting you. It's a Rashi here in Shabbos. It has something to do with the fact that we don't have sarah lazazel. But I'll tell you an interesting story from Rav Meir Shapiro. Rav Meir Shapiro was collecting for his yeshiva Yachel Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. He was very good in collecting money for the moysid. There's an interesting story about him once. He was once by someone in America, and the person wasn't nice to him and didn't give him anything and like sent him away, boishes upon him, and also didn't give him any money. So he turned to him, he says, "Do I look to you like a pregnant lady?" So the guy said, "No, but like, what are you saying?" He said, "Listen," he says, "I'm in this business a lot. A lot of times I go, and a guy gives me a lot of money. He's not mechabed me. He looks at me like he's not interested really in what I have to say, but he gives me money. So I say, a kapara of the COVID. Then sometimes I go to people, they're really mamish nice, they mechabed the fact I'm rough, they sit me down and they mechabed, but in the end they don't give me money. So I say, a kapara of the geld. But over here, it's a kapara of the COVID and a kapara of the geld. Two kaparas was, only a pregnant lady is two kaparas. I don't know what the end of the story was, if he convinced the guy to give or not. Now it says, V'nosan esaketoyres al ha'esh lifnei Hashem. And the Gemara says in Yuma that the Tzedukim had a different shita. And they used to be mashbiah, the Kohen Gadol, that he should do it the right way, al pi chazal, not like pshuta shel mikra, because the Tzedukim went with pshuta shel mikra, and they would make him make a shavua. Frek the chasam soifer in shuva, in Arachayim, Hilchasim Kippur. What's the tayelus of making this Tzeduki swear? This Tzeduki, he's a real serious yeshivish Tzeduki. He holds this is the way it's done. That's his shita. He's a bal shita, but he knows what's happening. He's going to be willing to swear because it's nishboyin la keneged the Torah. According to him, this is the emes way how it's supposed to be done. So even if he swears to you that he's going to do it the other way, he's not mechuyev to listen to his shvuah. It's not because it's a shvuah keneged the Torah. It's a nishboyin levatel es hamitzvah. So what's the tayelus? Says the Chasam Sofer, it's not a mefurish pasuk that nishba levatel es hamitzvah is not chal. It's only a drashas chazal. Lishitasa, he doesn't hold that the drashas chazal, he has a problem of nishba levatel. But there's another kasha Rabbi Kiveger talks about also that why do you have to make him swear? There's a hole in the door. If you know how the Beis HaMikdash was, there was a way you were able to look in and see what he's doing. They would be able to tell. So Rabbi Kiveger says, yeah, that's going to be good for next year. But now it's too late already. He went in and did it, and he already did it. Did it in his way. Now the Gemara brings in Yuma that there was actually one time a Tzeduki that came and did it, the Tzeduki way, and when he came out, came like a dmus right, I'll quote you the Gemara in Yuma daf yotes, ma'isib Tzeduki echad, that he did it his way, hitkin mi bachot v'hichnis, and bi'itziyosei ha'yosameach simcha gedoyla. And then, lo ha'yoyomim muwatim, that he got nenesh, bi'itziyosei, came a dmus of a malach and killed him. Taisis Yeshanim over there asks, it says in the Pasuk, V'chol Adam l'yiyeh ba'oyel moyed, b'voyeh l'chaper. V'chol Adam l'yiyeh ba'oyel moyed, and there's a drashas chazal, V'chol Adam l'yiyeh afilu malach. Afilu malach can't be there then. So how did this malach, how did the malach come? As I frekt Taisis, there's all kind of truths, and there's interesting teretz, that, you know, the Kohen Gadol goes in a second time, with the b'shmoit, with the arba begodim, the first time he goes in three times for the par, for the sawyer, and for the ktoiris. And then he switches back to the shmoyne begodim. The next time when he goes in, it's sacha called to do hoitzoas kaf umachta. I heard once it's interesting. When he goes in the first time, is also so he walks out empty, he takes out the sefer Torah because there's kriyas Torah for a sefer Torah that's there. When he's going in the next time for the hoitzoas kaf umachta, so he's going in empty, he's going to take out the kaf umachta. That's when he does to return the sefer Torah. But that second time he's doing for Itzah's Kafa Machta, and the way we just added for the Hachnosis Sefer Torah, but it's not Bevoye Lechaper. And this klal, the Chol Odom Layyeh, Bevoye Lechaper, it's only Bevoye Lechaper. The Malach that came to get this guy was the second time. The Tzveitamol, there's no Kpeda of a Chol Odom Layyeh Boyel Moyed. On the other hand, there's a very scary Taisis there, Taisis Shalom, he brings from the Yerushalmi. There's the famous Gemara, the Yerushalmi and the Gemara, that Shimon HaTzadik for 40 years had the Kuna Gedoyla, and every year a Dmus came to him when he was doing it, and every year it was white, but that year that he was Nifter, it was black, and he realized that it's getting a message. And the Yerushalmi asks, how could that Dmus be there? V'chol Adam la'yir b'ayil moyid, afilu malach. And the Yerushalmi says it wasn't a malach. I have to know how to say it. It sort of says it was kutcha brichu. It was, but I don't know what that means. Ayin Shom, that it, that is talk, the most that Shimon HaTzadik saw wasn't Nimna from the Chalodom Afilu Malach. You have to first day in this thing. The Emma says the Medrash asks similarly. The Chalodom Li Yiboil Moitz. How could the Kohen Gadol go? Ah, gosh, I mistake. He's supposed to. And also, there's a fascinating lesson of the Medrash that it describes that the Kohen Gadol is like beyond. It's something like he's not just the Chalodom. He's something. He's something else. You have to. He builds himself into the. To the tafkid. Yeah, okay. There's Achnamos and Kedoshim, right? In America also. We're still in Achnamos. There's a sugi of Shchutei Chutz. There's a whole parak in the end of Zvachim, HaShoichet V'Hamala. There's an Isser with a Chiv Chorus of doing Shchitas Kochim B'Chutz or Halos Evarim of a Korban B'Chutz. The Sefer HaChinuch, Afanard here, says a Moira Dikachidish. He says, why is it so chomer that you get chorus for doing Shchutei Chutz? So, I mean, there are a lot of Averis that have chorus, for say there, but he says it's because it's Ritzicha. It's Ritzicha. And even though it's not a person, it's only an animal, so that's why you're not Chayiv Mises Bezdin, it's only chorus. Aber it's Ritzicha. So I don't understand. I mean, if Islam is a Shuda Behema, you're not Chayiv for chorus. For Shteitzich, it's a limit only in this Inyan of Shchutei Chutz. But doch, it's a Me'en of Ritzicha. But I was bothered. Halos Eivorim is also Chayiv Karis. The behemoth was already Shechted Bifnim. You went and took the Eivorim and it was Ma'alit Pachot. Same Karis. Obviously, some kind of Kochim Dika Pegia. So then don't say it's a Rai that it's a man of Ritzicha. What's the. Unless Viter, the Halos. Now that it was supposed to be done as a carbon, and that was the purpose of killing that animal, and you're destroying that purpose, now it comes out. You weren't the one that Shechted it even. Someone else Shechted it. Over. Now you're doing Ritzicha. You're killing. But the horror is a horror. Yeah. You have also Kisui Hadam. It's a basic din. Everyone knows that Kisui Hadam is by a Chaya and a Oif, not by a Behema. It's a Mishnah in Chulin, Perek Vav, in Perek Kisui Hadam. And there's a whole sugya of a Koi or a Kvi, or however you want to pronounce it, that it's not klar if it's a Behema or a Chaya. So we do Kisui Hadam, but not with a Bracha, because it's a Suffolk if it's a Behema or a Chaya. Why only a Chaya and a Oif has Kisei Hadam and not a Behema? So there's a Medrash, it's brought down in the Pirish Meleches Shloima, which is one of the Mefarshim on the Mishnayis, in Chulin, Perek Vav. He brings from the Kolboy an interesting pshat. Why a Chayis and Oifis Zoicha? He says, Oifis a Zoicha to Kisei Hadam is because when Cain killed Hevel, he didn't know what to do with him afterwards. And then he saw a bird burying another bird, and that's where he learned the concept of Kavura. So from the Oif, he learned the concept of Lechasis as Hadam. And what about the Chaya? So he brings, because when Yitzchak comes and Eliezer is bringing Rivka and Rivka falls from the gomel, the emes is she fell from the gomel and she lost her besulim. And when Yitzchak married her, Hitaka was choshed. Eliezer, because she was exactly 3 years old. Who else are you going to be choshed? And he was choshed. Something's wrong. Pesach Pesuach, Tainas Zedomim, Sugi of Ksubis. And so Rivka said, no, I fell from the gomel. So she said, yeah, you're telling me a story. They went back to the Mokam Nefilas HaGomel, which was a long time before. The dam was still there because a chaya came, a lion actually, but a chaya came and was watching that the dam should stay there so they should be able to prove. I guess they did DNA testing, whatever, to prove that's the dam. And that's why chaya is zoicha to kisui dam, because he was mechape on that dam. And that's why chaya and oifa zoicha, behema, now that's what's brought down over there. Yeah, in Parshas Kedoshim, ish imoi v'oviv tira'u. There's a famous story with Rav Moshe Feinstein. There was once he had a choshev, a Talmud, a bacher, that was learning basmada, and his parents, the bacher's parents, wanted him to go, Rachmono Litzlan, they wanted him to go to college. And Rav Moshe felt that no, that he should stay in and learn for the first 40, 50, 60 years, just, you know, to get become a Talmud Chacham. And the parents said, they met him, they went with Rav Moshe, and they said, you know, the Gemara says in Kedushin, Shloisha Shutfim Ba'adam, so we recognize that you represent Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're the Rav. But it's two against one. We're the father and the mother. So it's two against one. So Rav Moshe said, yeah, vada. Everyone has a father, a mother, and Kodesh Baruch Hu. So you, the father, you have the father, mother, Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you, the mother, is the father, mother, Kodesh Baruch Hu. And I'm representing Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's five against four. If you have the man, that's five against four. There's a machloikis. What does this mean? Kipshutoi, it literally means don't put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. But Chazal also taught us it means you shouldn't give someone a bad eitzah. Well, it's a bad eitzah to walk, if you're blind, in front of a stumbling block. But besides the Pshuta Shel Mikra, you're not supposed to give anyone a bad Eitza. But also, there are common places where the Gemara is Mavur that to cause someone a Michshal in Chet, well, that's also bad advice, actually. But everything is bad advice. If you're blind, to tell a guy, walk this way, it's a good idea, and there's a stumbling block. Or if you tell him, invest in this stock, and you shouldn't. Or if you tell him to eat or do something that's an avera, it's all bad advice. But Lemaisa, the Rishonim say that Lifnei Iver is Lav Shebechlolos. It has more than one facet. There's Pshuta Shel Mikra, there's bad advice, and there's Michshol B'Chet. The problem is that the Sefer HaChinuch writes that you're only Osir Lifnei Iver about giving bad advice to a Yid. The Diyak and the Lashon of the Chinuch is Echad Misi, Yaseinu, to only someone that's a Yid. The problem is it's a Mefurish Gemara. If you give Eivir Menachai to a Ben Noyach, you're Eivir Lifnei Iver. So Mamonoshech is Lifnei Iver only to Yidden or even to Goyim. So there's a famous Torah from the Panav Zhirov. A lot of Achronim, they'll go with this idea. They say like this. They say the Lifnei Iver of bad advice is only to a Yid. Of the Lifnei Iver of Michshol B'Chet, it's a different vart. It's when you help someone do an Avera, you connect to that Avera. And you're being Moisef Chet in the world. That's about the true even Klapi of Ben Noyach. What's more, Ula, you can say, when the Rishonim say that Lifnei Iver is a Lav Shebechlolis, that's why you don't get Malkus. They don't mean it's Klolis because it includes Pshuta Shel Mikra, bad advice, and Michshol B'Chet. It includes Taryag. Lifnei Iver of Shabbos is Shabbos. Lifnei Iver of Avodah Zarah is Avodah Zarah. Lifnei Iver of each Chet is a different Lifnei Iver. It's different facets of Lifnei Iver. A lot of big sugi say we'll pick one or two other things. Oh, Moiridik, V'ahavta L'Reyacha Kamoicha. V'ahavta L'Reyacha Kamoicha. The Noam Elimelech writes, he says, how could it be? V'ahavta L'Reyacha Kamoicha. A person loves himself more. Now, the Emma says, I've been speaking to people, there are people that don't love themselves. It's a problem. And the truth is, if you don't love yourself, you're not going to be able to love Kutcha Brichu and someone else either. It's a basic. Look in the mirror, try to convince yourself there's some good things there. But assuming that you do love yourself, how could it be that you're going to love another guy as much as yourself? B'cholifin, you know, a person has an agias. So Noam HaLemelech, he says like this. He says, everyone knows that he has milas, and everyone knows that he has chesroinus. But usually when you look at yourself, you enlarge on the milas, and you know, not microscope, what are you? What? Exaggerate it, and you elaborate on it, and your chesroinus, you know, you smear under the rug. And when you're looking at your friend, it's the other way. You're able to see all of a sudden his chesroinus. Kamoicha, kamoicha. Azoivi, by you focus on your milas and not the chesroinus. That's how you should also look at the other guy. That's why it says, Lohibit oven biyakev, is Rosh HaTevis, le'ehoiv. To not see the bad in the other person. And of course, there's a famous word, I forgot which Admir it was, if there was such an Admir that said that Bolok, you mentioned Bolok before, Bolok is v'hafta l'reyecha kamoicha. So they told him, Bolok is v'hafta l'reyecha kamoicha. It's a vav, it's not a beis. It's a chof, it's not a kuf. You're off on all accounts. He said, if you're going to so be medactic in the oisius, you're not going to get to v'hafta l'reyecha kamoicha. V'hafta l'reyecha kamoicha is a little bit, what's called. Now Rabbi Kiva says, v'hafta l'reyecha kamoicha zeklal godol batoira. Zeklal godol batoira. Says the Ksav Sofer, a very interesting pshat. V'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha is a bezundere klal in Torah. V'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha is a pasuk in this parasha. Rabbi Kiva added zekla godol b'Torah. Says the Ksav Sofer, it's a bezundere din in Torah. A lot of things you can do on your own, but learning, dafka learning, you need to do with a chavrusa. The Gemara says in Tainus, bad devad, right? You're not supposed to learn by yourself. You're supposed to dafka learn with a chavrusa. Bezundere by v'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha is zekla godol b'Torah. Bezundere by Torah, there's an inyan to learn taka with a chavrusa. By Torah bezundere is an inyan. Don't try to learn on your own. I always tell the Olam, we mentioned Eiv, the Satan got a deal from Kutcha Brichu. You could do anything you want to Eiv, burn down his house and his nechassim and kill his family, take away all of his money, everything. The only thing you can't do is kill him, and let's see if he'll still be Ayman bin Asayin. And this whole story of Eiv is that he leaves him with his three friends and they have a shakla v'tari, and that's the whole sefer. So the question is, if he was, why didn't he take away his friends? That's like, so the Gemara says, Oy chavrusa, Oy Mesusa. That's not the deal. That's killing him. So the Shaila says, but he has three. It's enough one. It's not enough one. You need three chavrusas. One for say the Aleph, one for say the Beis, one for say the Gimel. And if you have two chavrusas, but one of the three storm, you don't have a chavrusa, that's Oy chavrusa, Oy Mesusa. Redzich Nishtain. The Haftal Reach Kamoicha is on all three chavrusas. But now there's a very interesting machlekes achroinim. Moiridik machlekes achroinim between the Chasam Sofer and of Moshe Feinstein. Moiridik Zach, listen to this. The Chasam Sofer says, he has a steer, a Chuvas Chasam Sofer. It says, Omer Rabbi Kiva, v'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha, Zukla Godla B'Toyra. Frekte Chassam Sofer, Rabbi Kiv is the one that says Chayecha Koydin. It says V'Chayechicha, but if you're in the Midbar, there's only one thing of water, or you give it, there's a whole sugya. Chayecha Koydin. So Frekte Chassam Sofer, how could Rabbi Kiva, who says Chayecha Koydin, right? You have one cup of water, and one of them is going to survive, but Haftal Reicha Kamech is Namachayiv, you to give it to the other guy. It's Chayecha Koydin. So when says the Chassam Sofer, in Inyoni Oilam Hazeh, Rabbi Kiva said Chayecha Koydin. But V'Haftal Reicha Kamech is Zukla Godl B'Toyra. In Torah, over there, there's no chayecha koydmin. You should go help the other guy in Torah, even on your expense, on your cheshbon of your learning. Rav Moshe Feinstein and Igris Moshe brings this chassam sofer, and he's tzoyek chamas. He's mamish very, very stark against it. He said, chas v'sholem, if you're a baki and noshim nezikin, but you want to know kachim and tyrus and zroyim, and you're a shalmi, you're going to say, no, v'hav kareicha kamoicha, there's no chayecha koydmin. Avad is chayecha koydmin. You're supposed to learn with other people, maisris. You have to know how much a cheshbon to help other people in learning also. There's an Indian, Avada, Tairis Chesed. Oh, but to say that there's no Chayecha Koidman and Fakir, Adarab, a person has to have Shivas. You want to call it Terakula. What, be Mavadar? On the licorice, not, but on say the Kachim. Yeah, no. Avada. But it's a Festa Machlek. It's the Chesam Sofer saying that there's no Chayecha Koidman on the Ruchnis of Tairis. And the Rosh says, Pum Fakir, on Tairis, Avada is Chayecha Koidman. A person has to have Shivas. He wants to know, call it Terakula. Rav Naftali Mirabshitz says, Hashem. How do we write Hashem's name in a siddur? It's not really one of Hashem's names, but how do we write it? A yud and a yud. When there's two yud, if one is next to each other, that's Hashem. When there's two yidalach, one is on top of the other, that's a soif pasuk. How was it printed in the siddur? Two dots. It's the end of the line is the end of the thing. Tzvei yidalach, ein aleben the andere, that's kutshabrichu, that's shchinto, that's meiridik, that's ashras ashchina. But one yid on top of the other yid, that's what the Gemara says in Megillah, vayehi is lashon tsar. Vayehi is Vav Yud, and then instead of two Yid next to each other, there's a Hay in between. It's Mafsik between the two Yids. There's something Mafsik between the two Yid, and that's Tsar. The way it's supposed to be is that the two Yidin are Tzazamin. Now, we all, of course, all know the famous Gemara, that the Ger comes to Hillel and Shammai, and he says, tell me, Kol HaTerakula. So he tells him, V'hafta L'Reicha Kamoicha. Actually, the Lashon of the Gemara is, he tells him, Ma Da Aloch Sani, Lechavroch loisavid, which is lechayr of after reicha kamoicha, but there's a different shot. You know what's called a terakula? Ma da aloch sani lechavroch. What is detrimental to your chibur to Hashem? Loisavid. Don't do it. That's the golden rule. Ma da aloch sani lechavroch. What is sani hated, not good to your chibur? You want to be meschaber to kodesh barichu? Loisavid. Don't do it. Let's hop around a little bit here. Orla, very interesting, Maisa with the Chabina Rav, very, very interesting. Orla, the first 3 years, you're not allowed to be Nene from the Paris of an Eitz, it's Orla. Rabbi Kiva Eger in Hilchis Brachis, Birchis Simen Reish Chavav, in Eurechayim has a suffix. There's a special bracha in Chodesh Nisan, Birchis Ilonois. Are you allowed to make a Birchis Ilonois on a tree that's Orla? Rabbi Kiva Eger's Mesupik. In Hagoy Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Kiva Eger says he's Mesupik. If you could make a Birchas Ilonis on Orla. The Chabina Rav, in Chubis, David Mesharim, he says it's a Pella. He said, how could Rabbi Kivegra be Mesupik? It's a Mefurisha Gemara. Mefurisha Gemara. The Gemara says in Baba Kamadav Samach Test that the owner of fields would have to make a simen on their field. Let's say there was Kvarim in the field. They would have to put a certain kind of a colored paint that you would know. There was a system, you would know that is Kever, or if there was Revai, or Orlo, different things, and you would put a simon to know what it is. Frekti Gemara, if there was Klayim, if there was different Isurim. Frekti Gemara, Orlo, what do you have to put a sign for the Orlo? Who's going to eat the fruits? You know that it's Orlo. You're worried about a Ganef that's going to come into the field and take it, Shalai Kadin? He's a Ganef anyways. Hali Teyul Rosh of Yomis. Who cares, says the Gemara. He's a Ganef, let him be Nichshol. What do we care? And for the Gemara, it was Shemitah. During the Shemitah year, you're allowed to go into the field and take it over there. You have to make sure the guy realizes that it's Orla. Frekta Chabina Rav, what do you mean? Of course you have to make a sign in the field that it's Orla. Someone's going to be walking by. He's going to want to do Birchas Ilonis. And he's going to see the fruits. He's going to think he can do Birchas Ilonis. And you're not allowed to do Birchas Ilonis on Orla. So he needs to know that it's Orla. Why didn't the Gemara say that? Light bulb. Must be you are allowed to do Birchas Ilonis on Orla fruits. How could Rabbi Kvegra be Mesupik? It's a first Gemara. Now, he said, Lebesoif Yomav, he was Mescharet that he wrote it. Because he says it can't be. Rabbi Kveger, it can't be. There must be a pshat. He doesn't know, but there must be a pshat. I think I have a pshat. What was the kasha? Gemara should say that you should put a simon for Orla because of Birchas Ilonis. When is Birchas Ilonis? Only in Chodesh Nisan. That's 1 month out of the year, out of 12. It's a good teretz, but the Gemara gave a better teretz. Shemitah. Shemitah is 1/7 of the time. The Gemara's teretz was that it was Shemitah year, and Shemitah, you're allowed to go in. The kash was, why do you have to say doichik of Shemitah? Say it's Birchas Ilanis. Shemitah is more common. Shemitah is once every 7 years. Birchas Ilanis is only one month out of 12. Meaning it is a good teretz. You're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to make Birchas Ilanis, and it would have been a good teretz, but that's not the, that's not the, what's it called? Mipnei, save the last topic a little bit. We'll get to the last topic. There's a lot here, but we'll say a few tidbits on this interesting topic. When they say v'tokum v'darta p'nei zokein, you're supposed to stand up for an older person. How old? So it actually, it's a machlokes, because there's a machlokes in the Gemara and the Targum. Does zokein mean a Talmud Chacham? And seva means an old person. And if seva means an old person, the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos that seva is 70. Or actually 69, because when you're 69, you enter your 70th year. But the other pshat is, no, that seva means a Talmud Chacham, and zokein means an old person, and then that's 60, or maybe even 59. So that's the question of how old is the person, somewhere between 59 and 70. So the chayotim is besupik. What if you don't know? You see a person, and you don't know. Like, you ask him to see the tudat zahut, what do you, to know his age? So he says, if you're besupik, sufik deraisa l'chumra. But the achrayim ask, what do you mean? First of all, there's roiv, and he has a chazaka. He has a chazaka that he's not. He was born younger, right? He has a chazaka that he's not a zakein. And also, there's a roiv. But is there a roiv? If you want to say roiv people aren't 70 plus, it's not true, because you're not counting the 10-year-olds and the 20-year-olds and the 30-year-olds. Only someone who is maybe in the pool of suffix, right? If you have pieces of meat that's treif that are triangle-shaped and kosher that are triangle-shaped, but there's also a whole bunch of square-shaped kosher ones. That doesn't go into the cheshbon. They're not. You're only based on what's negaya the base asafik. The guy has to come to a certain stage when you're remotely assuming, maybe. Right. I was once in the gas station. It said a sign to buy cigarettes. You need to be identified as 21. But if you're over 40, you don't need identification. If you're over 40, you don't need identification. Yeah. I don't know what's going to be the kaveya legabe the age. But it's a machlokes in the Gemara, actually, if zokein means an old person or a Talmud Chacham. But the Gemara brings one man the Yomer that it means zokein am ha'aretz. So I heard once a Mara de Kepshat, avada zokein means Talmud Chacham. What does it mean, zokein am ha'aretz? You could have someone who was the Rav of a city, but you have one person who was the Rav of a city, but he was the Rav of a city of a band of Amaratim. He was a zokein am ha'aretz. Then you have a person who was the Rav of a city. He was a Rav of a city. Well, it wasn't. That's what the zokein, there's the zokein Talmud Chacham, a Rav von Ashtot. Face Vilna, and then there's a zokein am ha'aretz. That's not Pashup Shana the Gemara, but it's an interesting kaveya that's another kaveya for what's called barak aponim mipnei seva tokem v'adar tepnei zokein. One of them means old, and one of them means zokein is takan. It's reikin zeshe kana chokma. Of course, the Pnei Yeshua speaks out. Where's the ches for chokma? Teretz says it's pashut. Zokein is zeshe kana. What else was he kind? Dokani. How does the song go? It's a Maimer Chazal also. Yeah, but Zokein doesn't have to have a ches. Avada, Zekona is automatically Zekona Chachma.